have to know who Jesus is before it'll make a difference. They have to hear the gospel, and they're not going to hear that by osmosis. How many of you know what osmosis is? Okay, good. Now, have you ever heard the gospel by osmosis? Nobody's ever going to hear the gospel. In other words, it's not going to happen unless somebody tells them. Right? Unless somebody tells them. And that's exactly what they're going to do over there. And that's their plan. That's what any missionary does, really. Honestly, that's what any Christian is supposed to do.
Amen.
Okay? That's what any Christian is supposed to do, is let people know. Now listen, we can't save them. We certainly can't, and God doesn't even save them if they don't believe, if they don't repent and place their faith in Jesus Christ. But they've got to hear so they can know what to do. They've got to hear the truth, and that's exactly what they sung about. So thank you for that song. 1 Timothy chapter 1 this morning, if you would. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Please get around back to their prayer table, or their display table, and get a prayer card this morning before you leave, and pray for them. Pray for their travels, their family, their health. She's with child again, so pray for that as well, that God will give them a healthy pregnancy, and the many things to pray for when it comes to missionaries. Let's all stand together. I'm going to read here beginning in verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I'll leave off reading there, and let's have a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning thanking you, Lord, for a good morning in your house. Thank you, Father, for time together in Sunday school. Thank you, Lord, for a good song service. Lord, I pray that you would be honored here now as we open up thy word and we preach this precious book, Lord, that you've given us. Thank you for the souls that are here. I pray, Lord God, that our hearts would be open to hear what the Spirit has to say here this morning. I pray for your holiness, Lord God, your righteousness to prevail over the flesh of mankind. And Lord God, work in our hearts. We need you this morning. We want to exalt you. We want to lift you up and honor you and glorify you as you deserve. Lord, we can never do it, Lord God, in our flesh. We cannot do it in our strength. Lord, we pray for your help now this morning. Fill us. I pray for the lost sitting here, the lost one here, Lord God, today, who's without Christ, who knows not, Lord God, where they will be when they die. Would you please work in their hearts? Would you please convict them of sin and eternal condemnation? And then, Lord God, bring them to the gospel, the feet of Jesus Christ, and Lord, to repentance of sin and salvation, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated. Samuel, turn me down a little bit, please. Our theme for the new year, we announced it, we mentioned it on Monday night at the watch night service, and it is indeed based on verse 17 here, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I want our church, and obviously we are all individuals, but as a church, we're a body, a collective body of sinners saved by the grace of God, to spend more time this year. I want to spend more time this year, and I hope that you'll join me in giving God more glory. Giving God more glory. God deserves all the glory. Amen. God is worthy of all the glory and all the honor in this world. And listen, especially from his children.
Amen.
Especially from his children. To give God glory simply means to praise him. It means to really praise him. Not just sing words on a page, but to praise him. It means to worship him. The word worship means to lower yourself in the presence of another.
Yeah.
To lower yourself, to humble yourself in the presence of God is to worship Him. It doesn't have to be literally, but that's a good place to start. But it has to. It's a matter of the heart, amen? It's a matter of humility. Lowering yourself, and listen, and acknowledging God's majesty. Acknowledging God's glory. Acknowledging God's power. We do not really understand the power of God. We can't in this flesh in which we live, we can't really understand the power of God. And what these missionaries are trying to do over there and go over to the Philippines and have already started, as you saw in the video, is they're trying to go over to that country and help people see that they don't have to walk down the streets and beat themselves to death in order to be saved. That Jesus Christ is the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. And when they preach that power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and souls are brought to saving grace and knowledge of Jesus, listen to me, God is glorified.
Yeah.
God is honored. And that's the job of any missionary. But can I say to you, I really pray with you and me this year that it'll be more important to us to give God the glory.
Right.
Let me read you some verses here. Just listen. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Whose is it? It's God's. It's God's. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
Amen.
Now, would to God that that was really our heart. I know today that this world is full of distractions. I know today our flesh and our minds are we go in 100 different directions, and we're so busy. But I think we need to stop for a while and remember how great, how glorious, how mighty, how victorious, how majestic God is.
Amen.
That's what this theme is all about this year. Psalm 57:11, it says this, Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. The glory of God. Psalm 86 says it this way, Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord. You know that there's other gods? You know there's a lot of people giving many other things glory?
Yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of people, I'm talking about, unfortunately, saved people, right, that are giving other people and other things preeminence over God.
Yeah, that's right.
Among the gods, and by the way, that's a lowercase g in Psalm 86, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone.
Amen.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder survey, amen, the world and all the works therein, how great thou art.
Amen.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art.
Amen.
How great thou art. I think maybe that needs to be a song that we need to sing a little bit more this year. Amen. This year, and dearly beloved, not just this year, but maybe we can just bring it back into focus this year. And for the rest of our lives, our methods need to glorify God. It matters the way we do things.
Right.
The end, listen to me, the end does not justify the means.
Right.
You understand that, right? If I get to the same place, it matters how I get there. Amen. To God, it matters. The methods, listen, the method of a missionary is to go into a city, to a people, and preach the gospel, win souls, disciple those souls, and then get those souls together, assemble those people together, and start churches. That's what a missionary does. That's the method of the Bible. That's the New Testament model that God has given us in the Bible. To start churches on foreign fields in America, it doesn't matter, but it's a method, and our methods should glorify God. Our mouths should glorify God. What we say should glorify God. And can I say this? You can glorify God by not saying things too.
That's right.
You know, when you speak evil against people, when you say things, you criticize and you insult people and you hurt them, you're not glorifying God at all.
That's right, brother.
Your mouth can glorify God in saying things about God that are true. Amen. Your mouth can also glorify man, amen, in lying about God, in humiliating man. And so there's so many. Our minds need to glorify God.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. Boy, the thoughts that we have as we run through this life to and fro, how many of them really glorify God? How many of our thoughts really acknowledge His majesty? How many of our thoughts really humble ourselves in His presence and acknowledge His power?
Yeah.
Our thoughts. You say, well, nobody knows about my thoughts. Oh, listen to me, I know that, but God does.
And listen,
if verse 17 says, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever." If what God says in His Word, then that's what God deserves, that's what God wants, and that's what we should want.
Amen.
That includes our thoughts.
Amen.
That includes our minds.
Mm-hmm.
How about our motives?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Don't answer me.
Hello?
Don't answer me. But just think about this in your own mind. Why'd you come to church this morning?
Come on, preaching.
I guarantee you there's different motives here this morning.
Right.
Different motives. I know why Brother Catalan came, right? He was invited as a missionary to present his ministry, but his motive should still be to glorify God.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know why I came, because I'm the pastor and I don't have a choice. But my motive should still be to glorify God.
Yeah.
I know why some of you came, because you wanted some hot coffee. I'm just kidding. But I'm just kidding. But y'all didn't laugh very much. I was just kidding. But your motive should be to glorify God.
Yeah.
You understand? We do things in life, and we don't even think about why we're doing them.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, you know, reading our Bibles and praying and coming to church, and we don't even think about why we're doing it. Look at this verse again, verse 17. "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God." Listen, He's the only wise God. He's the only God there is. He's the only living God. He's the only capital G God. He's Jehovah God. Listen, He deserves all the glory.
Amen.
All the glory.
Amen.
He deserves, He's eternal, He's immortal, He's invisible, He's the only wise God. What does that mean? Every other God is dumb as a box of rocks.
Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah.
Matter of fact, they're made out of rocks.
Yes, sir. Amen.
They're made out of wood and rocks and hay and stubble. But they're not God. They're not Jehovah. God deserves all of our praise. I cannot, I must not, I dare not share that praise and that glory with anyone else.
Amen.
Can I say this, including myself? I can't let myself think that I've accomplished something in and of myself. What that does is that steals the glory and robs the glory from God. Look what Paul says right there. He says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation," in verse 15, "that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Now that would be true and fine. It's absolutely true. But notice that last phrase, "of whom I am chief."
Amen.
Chief. Now, can I say that's what it means to give God the glory?
Amen.
He came to save sinners, but I'm the chief sinner. Now, I don't know that Paul the Apostle was the chiefest of sinners. I mean, he was a man of God who had started hundreds of churches. Thousands of people had been saved. There are many people today, still today, that are getting saved because over there in the Philippines because of the Apostle Paul.
Yeah, man, that's right.
I know there's worse sinners than Paul. I'm worse to save than Paul.
Amen.
Amen.
But this is his attitude.
Right.
This is his mind. This is his heart. He understands who he is compared to God. That's what God's getting all the glory for anything that Paul has ever accomplished. I cannot share, I cannot try to take the glory for myself for things that I've done, because I am nothing but a sinner saved by grace.
Yeah.
God deserves all the glory. Can I say this? According to that verse, God deserves, verse 17, according to that verse, God deserves all the glory for all things.
That's right.
It's one thing to give God glory when I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad that I'm forgiven.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm not going to go to hell. I'm glad hell doesn't bother me anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't have a single fear of going to hell. I don't have a single fear of ever touching or even smelling that flame. I don't have a fear of that anymore. I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm born again. Amen. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I have the forgiveness of sins through His blood by His grace.
Amen.
It's easy to give God glory when you remember that, right? When you think about that, it's easy to give God glory when things are right and you've got everything laid out for you. But you know, God deserves glory for all things.
Yeah,
that's right, brother.
Are you saved this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, just like you should give glory to God for your salvation, we should give glory to God for whatever He does with us after that.
Amen.
Right.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that we are not our own. We are bought with a price. And therefore, we are to glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are God's.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm His now. And He's going to do wonderful things. He already has. He always does. But I'm going to glorify Him even when things aren't going according to my plan.
Yeah.
Amen.
Where are we at today on that?
Yeah.
Even when things aren't going, if God deserves all the glory, then that means He deserves all the glory for all things.
Amen.
There's something on your heart right now that God put in your heart and your mind, or maybe you came to church with it on your heart and your mind, and it's a heavy load.
Yeah.
It's a burden.
Yeah.
It's a heartbreak. It hurts. Well, according to the Bible, you should be thanking God.
Amen.
Giving God the glory for it.
Amen. That's right, brother.
So that's weird thinking, preacher. No, I don't think it's weird thinking at all. I think our thinking is weird.
Yeah.
When we complain to God about something that didn't turn out like we thought it should.
Yeah.
That's weird thinking.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord.
But we all do it.
Yeah.
We all do it. Paul says, now unto God, now unto the King, he says, capital K by the way, unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory. There's no exceptions there.
Thank you, Lord.
I think we need to realize that God deserves all the glory. I can't share it with anybody or anything else. But my boss is not the one that pays me.
Yeah.
Of course, my boss is God anyway, but
amen.
He is the one that pays me.
Amen.
But see, He's the one that pays you too.
Yes, sir.
He's the one that pays you, not that company, not that boss, not that paycheck. It's God.
Amen.
Don't give the glory. Don't take the glory from God and think, well, I got this job and I'm keeping this job and I've got... No, no, no. Every bit of that comes from God.
Right.
God gives you the strength. He gives you the brains.
Yeah, come on.
Some more than others, and He gives you the ability. He gave you favor with that boss when He said, okay, we want to hire you. Amen. All that comes from God. Every bit of that. Every paycheck is God's. God giving you some money. God deserves all. We can't give the credit, we can't give the glory and the honor to anybody or anything else, and He deserves that same amount of glory for all things.
Yeah.
All things.
Yeah.
That's what the theme is about this year. All things. But not only that, He says forever and ever.
Yeah.
Forever and ever. You understand, in heaven, everyone's going to glorify God because all sin, all sorrow, all sadness, all sickness, all pain, all burdens, all heartaches are gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy to glorify God in heaven. It's going to be natural. It's all that we're going to do. Because our flesh, our sinful nature is going to be gone. It's going to be easy to just to praise and glorify and honor God for all. It's going to be easy for all eternity, forever and ever. But listen to me. I just think we have to realize that also means that from the time I get saved until the time I step into glory, I should be giving God the glory. Forever.
Amen.
Forever. Good days come, good days go, but God deserves the glory for all things, for all time. For all time. But there's so many reasons to give God the glory. God created us for His glory, you understand? God made us, it says in Isaiah 43, everyone that is called by my name, I have created him for my glory.
Amen.
I have formed him, yea, I have made him. This verse has been eating me alive for the last week or so. Months now, I guess, but really this verse. Have you ever just stopped and realized all I am is dirt?
Yeah.
Now, we know that, but really, don't say amen too quick there, because when's the last time you really stopped and thought about that?
Yeah.
I'm dirt.
Yeah.
I put a shirt and tie on my dirt. I'm still dirt.
Yeah.
God created me.
Yeah.
When I bow down and kneel somewhere and pray, I'm praying to the one who made me.
Amen.
The one who gives me every breath that I breathe. The one who makes my heart beat every beat that it beats. I listen to me. I am nothing.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm nothing.
Amen.
He created me though. For His glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
Think about that. He created us for His glory.
Yes.
So that we could bring Him glory.
Amen.
I'm dirt. How can dirt bring glory to God? Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through reconciliation and salvation. Now I'm dirt that's born again.
Yeah.
And now I am divine dirt.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
But boy, that divine dirt, that still likes to get full of itself and think that I've accomplished something, think that I have some reason to argue or complain to God.
Amen.
That's not giving Him glory. If I'm going to glorify God, I need to thank Him. Look what it says in verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
God is glorified when we're thankful.
Yeah.
I mean, it may seem very simple, but think about this. How often do we just thank God for everything? Now, don't jump to conclusions. You know as well as I do. We don't.
Amen.
We don't thank God for the hard things, the hard times, the trials. We don't thank God like we should. I know, as a matter of fact, that God is glorified when we thank Him. We praise and we simply say, thank you, God, for loving a sinner like me. Thank you, God, for making a way for me to be born again. Thank you, God, for accepting me into the beloved.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for a church home. Thank you, God, for a Bible. Thank you, God, for prayer. Thank you, God, for the hard days that make me turn to you. Thank you, God, for the broken hearts, because I know that I will be able to face you one day knowing that you're the only one that can mend that broken heart.
Amen.
Thank God. We need to serve God. Look what it says in verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me, for He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Ministry is nothing more than service.
Right. Amen.
The Apostle Paul was so thankful that God would allow him to just serve Him. If you're going to glorify God today, yes, thank Him. Yes, praise Him. Yes, glorify Him. But listen to me. What are you doing to serve Him?
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
What are we doing to serve Him? I mean, you understand that God created me for His glory, and then He says to me over and over again that when I serve Him, I am glorifying Him.
Yeah.
Let me read to you. It says in 2 Corinthians 5, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. That's salvation. And hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
See, he has reconciled us unto himself. Now we know how it feels to be saved. Now we know how it feels to be born again. Now we know how it feels, right? I'm forgiven. I know how I got saved. It was through Jesus Christ. God made a way to reconcile me to himself through the blood of Jesus. Now, and then it says, and now has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? Now I serve God by telling other people about that same salvation.
Amen.
That's what a bus route's about.
Amen.
That's what a Sunday school class is about. That's what missions is all about.
Right.
That's what a pastor does. That's what a preacher does. That's what a soul winner does. That's what a Christian needs to do. I've been saved to serve God. He's given me an opportunity. Listen to what the verse says. I thank my God who hath given me the opportunity to be in the ministry.
Yeah. Amen.
That's not just a pastor, y'all. That's not just a missionary.
That's, right.
That's a Sunday school teacher.
That's right.
That's a door greeter.
Amen.
That's putting money in the offering plate.
Yeah.
You see, we don't think about that. You understand, when you withhold God's money, you're glorifying you.
Preach it.
I know it's going to get quiet. But that's all part of, see, I thank God. And yeah, but what are you doing to serve him now? What are you doing to give back? God is not honored when we selfishly keep everything that he's given us for ourselves.
Yeah.
It's my salvation.
Amen.
It's my money. It's my time. No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
That's right.
You are not glorifying God when you do not serve him.
That's right.
But when we do God's will, like Brother Cothelon was saying in Sunday school, with courage. I love his definition of courage. You know what courage is? It's when you're afraid to do something, you do it anyway.
Amen.
That's courage. Well, yeah, that's very simple, but it sure is profound.
Yeah.
That's what courage is. Why would I have that kind of courage? Because I want God to be glorified with my life.
Yeah.
You know, that's what gives me that courage. Again, my motives are to glorify God. I serve him. I do his will for my life.
That's right.
Not everybody's going to go to the Philippines, but a lot more people need to.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to be a Sunday school teacher in this church, but a lot more people need to.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to work on a van, but a lot more people need to. There's somewhere that God has for you to serve him, but it's not going to happen if you're not concerned about his glory above all else. That's what we're talking about. You will grow so much this year if you'll get a hold of this. Or you won't if you don't. But the third thing that glorifying God, we ought to thank him, serve him. Hey, we ought to just believe what he says.
Yeah.
Look in verse 15. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. To be accepted means I believe it. Remember the Bible says he came unto his own received him not. They didn't accept him. They didn't believe his word. I mean, they didn't believe he said. He said, I am the Son of God. I am sent from God. I am Jesus the Messiah. And they said, no, you're not. They didn't believe him. They didn't accept him. But listen to me. The faithful sayings of God in this book are worthy of all acceptation. We've got to believe God.
Yeah.
Everything he says.
Amen.
Everything he says.
That's right.
Everything he says. The minute that we say, God, I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe you can do that. You're not glorifying him. The 10 spies came back and said, we can't do this. There's giants there. There's great walls. And we're nothing but grasshoppers.
Yep, that's right.
But see, they forgot about God.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
They forgot about God. With all the many miracles, why don't we think it's possible that God could do another one?
Amen. That's right.
So he's not glorified when you doubt him, when you doubt his word. And don't tell me you don't, because if you don't do what he says, you don't believe him. Don't tell me that you believe God if you're not doing what he says. That's a lie. You're lying to yourself. You're believing a lie. Don't tell me you believe God if you're not doing what he says. But when you just believe it and you do what he says, in spite of anybody or anything else, he is glorified. Do you understand what we're saying?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
We thank him. We serve him because we believe him. Because we trust him. Now, listen to me. Look in verse 16. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life. God was using Paul as a pattern. Now, I don't have time to go through the life of Paul here, but he suffered greatly for the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
He was beaten. He was left for dead. He was shipwrecked night and day in the sea. He suffered tremendous tribulation, persecution, and physical beatings,
yeah,
stonings for the gospel.
Amen.
But he's giving God the glory here because he says God's using me for a pattern.
Yeah.
For people that come after me.
Yeah, that's right.
To learn from.
Amen.
What's Paul saying? He said, I'm trusting God that whatever is happening to me, he's going to use it for his glory in other people's lives later.
Amen. That's right.
Boy, it'd be good if we'd stop being so selfish and start living for other people. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, just listen. It says, I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that in my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Paul is writing that from a prison cell in chains, and he says, my bonds, these chains, I'm locked up here in this prison, but they're falling out. They're resulting in the furtherance of the gospel. That's what he's saying, is I'm giving God the glory even in my prison cell.
Come on.
Because other people are getting saved, because the gospel is spreading around the city, because other souls are being saved, and then other scared little timid little Christians are getting bold now to stand up and preach the gospel, because Paul's example to them is a pattern of what God can do. And how did that happen? Because Paul just kept glorifying God.
Amen.
Glorifying God. You're going to think this is funny. Ladies, you know what this is? And some of you ladies know what this is. It's kind of a pattern. If you know how to sew, you see this? This is a pattern. This is just one that's been around the blocker a few times. Okay, but it's got measurements on here. You lay the material down on top of this, and you make measurements, and you cut, and it's got measurements up here where you fold and you stitch and all that stuff. It's like some kind of skirt or something. I'm not sure, but anyway, I've never used this pattern. But I want you to see this is a pattern. And you know what? If I follow the directions. Guys, if I follow the directions the first time, I don't wait till the last resort to open the directions. But I follow the, you know what happens is this will produce the same piece of clothing every time.
That's right. Amen.
You understand? This will just make another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. And I can use this same pattern to create a whole closet full of these skirt things. Right, but without this, what happens? I have one size too big, one size too small. This one's crooked, that one's crooked. This one's twisted left, this one's... You see, it's all messed up.
Right.
This is a pattern to follow. Paul says, I thank my God who has made my life a pattern for other people to follow. What's he saying? He said, I've suffered greatly, but I know God is using my life as a pattern of what it means to live a life that glorifies him.
Amen.
Whatever you're going through today, whatever you're going to go through tomorrow, You just need to stop and glorify God and say, Lord, I trust in you because you're using my life as a pattern. Somebody else is going to learn how to glorify you through my life.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's trust.
Right.
That's trusting God that he knows the pattern. He does. He knows what it takes. He knows what it takes. This dear family is going to go over there to the Philippines. And listen, but it's no different over there than it is here. It's the same gospel.
Amen.
It's the same methods. It's the same mouth they're going to use to preach the gospel for the same motive to glorify God and win souls to Christ. They're following a pattern that they learned when they got saved. By the way, that's what discipleship is all about.
Amen.
What we're doing, we're not trying to make a bunch of minions, you know, robots that follow. No. We're trying to build people into the image of Christ. That's what the Bible says to do. Conform to the image of Christ.
Amen.
Well, Christ is only one man.
Amen.
One man. You understand? So if I follow his example, then I'm going to be like him.
Amen.
I'm not going to be like you or her or me, but I'm going to be like him. And then so when we win people to Christ, we disciple them. And so what we're trying to bring them into line with the pattern.
Amen.
And Paul says, God's just doing that for me. He's using me as a pattern of his grace, of his mercy, of his power, of his gospel, so that other people can get saved through my life. Well, that glorifies God.
Amen.
If anybody had a reason to complain, it was Paul.
Yeah.
You know what he says in 1 Corinthians 13? Don't turn there. He says, 2 Corinthians, excuse me. He says, I will therefore very gladly spend and be spent for you. Spend money, time, effort, labor, and be spent. That means I'm all out of it. Money, time, effort, labor. I'm all out. But he says, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you.
Amen.
That's what he's talking about. Because I know that my life can glorify God when other people see Jesus.
Amen.
Even, especially, when things aren't exactly like I want them to be.
Yeah, come on.
Think about our Savior. Think about our Savior and his pattern. His pattern was, I go to the cross.
Amen.
Because my Father has sent me.
Yeah.
Amen.
I go to the cross. Listen, yes, he died for our sins. Yes, he made a way for our salvation. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Praise God, he did. Amen.
Amen.
But he did it to the glory of God. He suffered greatly. Talk about spending and being spent. But the day that he died on that cross and all sins were judged, all sins were paid for, and 3 days later he rose again in victory and power over it all, over the devil, everything the devil had, he threw at him that day. And Jesus just said, okay, is that all you got? I'm coming out of this grave. And he's alive today.
Amen.
He's alive today.
Amen.
But and you know how that's what glorifies God. He just did what God told him to do.
Amen.
Why? Because he was thankful, amen. He was serving his Father, he believed his Father, and he trusted him.
Yes.
Where are you at today?
Amen.
To God be the glory now, unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God.
Amen.
Be honor and glory. How long?
Forever.
Forever and
ever.
Ever.
Amen.
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 That's would to God that would be our heart's desire.
Amen.
This year. That's got to be their heart's desire in the Philippines, or they won't last. That's got to be your heart's desire as a saved, born-again child of God right here in Denton, Texas, or listen to me, or you won't last.
Yeah.
Trust him. Thank God for letting you be saved, and serve him. Are you serving him today?
Yeah.
In what capacity are you serving the Lord?
Amen.
Do you really? If you really believe this book, you can trust him.
Right.
Well, he's glorified. He's glorified by the dirt that we are. Can you imagine that? If I'm dirt, but I can be dirt divine, saved, born again dirt, and still glorify God. Wow, what a blessing. What a privilege.
Amen.
I don't deserve that. You know what I deserve is dirt? I deserve to be walked on, stepped on, mm-hmm. kicked around, spit on.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm saved.
Amen.
And because of Jesus, I can glorify God. Think about that.
Thank you, Jesus.
What an honor. What a privilege. Quit looking at it like it's some kind of, drudgery. No, you don't have to walk to the streets and beat yourself. You're saved, amen. Amen. Glorify God with your life that He's given you. Praise Him. Acknowledge His majesty. Acknowledge His power. Worship Him. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, amen. And He'll show you His power. What a great year. What a great year it would be if we got a hold of this. To God be the glory. Let's all pray. Father, we come to